Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, when these government shutdown threats happen, I consistently say it's not going to happen. Don't worry about it. The government's not going to shut down. But, you know, I think there's a better chance now than in the past that the government's going to shut down. And this will be the first time in 7 years. And there are all these threats, and both sides threaten each other. And this is a Republican and Democrat problem. And, you know, neither side really wants to work together to make this happen. And, you know, one side blames the other side blames this side. But the point is that you and I are the ones that are going to suffer if there's a government shutdown. But how much are we going to suffer? I mean, what if the government shuts down? How is this going to affect our daily lives? Dr. Jim Richardson is a professor emeritus of economics at LSU, and Dr. Richardson joins us on WWL. Doctor, good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you. How are you doing?
Good. So what for the average citizen, what does a shutdown look like? What happens if the government shuts down?
Well, at first, if it's a day or two or even a week, you really won't notice very much. But the real element is it affects each individuals differently, obviously. If you're a government employee, then there is, at least at some point, if it stays long enough, there's a lack of a paycheck coming in. It will be made up later on, but for the time being, it will be a lack of a paycheck, and that applies to military people, that applies to federal workers. It does not apply to postal workers. They have a different budget unit.
Okay.
So you have that, and that affects those families very greatly. If it's only a week, it doesn't show very much. If it's a month or a little bit longer, I think in 2019, I believe it was 38 days, then it starts rippling through. So I think that's the first element, those people. Then you have certain services. Obviously, if you're getting Social Security, that's not going to stop. That will keep coming through. If you are applying for it, it may slow you down, because you can't do it. It also, you have a number of people who are going to be working, such as TSA people at airports, but without pay, at least until the shutdown is over and they get back pay. So you have you have odd things like that. And if you're going to a national park, don't expect it to be well kept at this time, because those people will not be there. Probably most of the workers will not be there. So you have a variety of things going on that will show up. And if it's a short one, it won't be a big, we won't notice it as individual for the most part.
Now, Professor, so the federal workers, I mean, will they actually, if they have an office job, will they actually go into work and do their job? I know there's some federal workers who will continue working, like the military and TSA, but will all federal workers go back into the office and work without pay for the time being?
No, it will be depending on what unit they're in certain situations, they will go in and work without being paid. And that depends, I think, like FEMA, I think they will keep working. If you have other elements like that, typically things that are more law enforcement or things of that nature, they will have to go into their jobs, and they will then they will not get paid. And that could probably apply to the State Department, things of that nature. For other ones, it will not apply. Like if you were going into maybe a Department of Education, Department of Health and Human Resources, it may not apply, and they may not be able to come in.
So, but they're being paid, so you'd think that they would be continuing their job since they're, as soon as the strike is, or the shutdown is over, they're mm-hmm. going to get paid. So you'd think that they would be required to continue to do their jobs.
Yeah. Well, they are, that's part of the shutdown, is that they aren't going to do certain jobs, even though they will be paid. Now, I think right now in this situation, with the element of the parties fighting each other, and the president says, I'm going to use this to not just have people shut down for a day, I'm going to lay them off. Well, that becomes a bigger question then for them, of course, and also for the services that they're providing and the work they're providing, what happens there. So that's the unknown, because we really don't know exactly how they would go about doing that.
All right, so you're saying that if the government shuts down and there are certain non-essential federal workers who don't go into the office and don't work, the president might say, well, let's just lay these people off.
Well, at least that's been rumored. I cannot tell you if they have any type of real plan for that, but if they could.
Yeah. Is that a threat?
On one hand, it's a threat, possibly. Yeah. On the other, maybe I'm going to do this. I can't read their minds.
Yeah. Well, it just seems like this is just so political, because if both sides really wanted to work together and settle this, I mean, it seems like they could. And it just seems like this is a political game.
Well, I think it always, and every time there's a shutdown, it is a political game. I mean, you had one during Clinton's administration. You had one during Trump's first administration. You had one, I think, under Obama in 2013. But it's always a matter of one side does not have enough votes to do everything they want to do.
Yeah.
So they have to depend on the other side to do that, to help them out. And then you have the battles. And so, it's a political issue primarily, but a political issue becomes an economic issue at some point.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, Professor, what impact does this have on the overall economy? Is there any kind of lasting impact on the economy in general if there's a government shutdown?
I would say a lasting one, no, unless it's, I mean, obviously if it carries on long enough, it could. But a lasting one, no. I think it may, there are research projects going on right now which will be delayed, that will postpone anything that might come from that research project. So you have some delays, but will it be a permanent thing, a permanent destruction? No, it won't do that. Okay. Unless it just goes on and on and on, right. Which I don't think that's going to happen.
Yeah, I doubt that too. I think if this does happen, it's going to be brief, and you know, both sides are going to try to gain political equity out of this, and once they feel like they've gotten what they've gotten out of it, then they'll figure out a way to settle it. And I just feel like we're the pawns in the game that they're playing.
Yeah, well, and of course, that's always the case. And I think, like I say, for most of us, you won't, unless somebody tells you it's happened, you won't know it happened.
Yeah.
At least where you are. But you will know because you're talking on the radio.
Right.
People will tell you it happened.
But I'm not going to feel it.
You aren't going to feel it. No, no, you're not going to feel it. And if your parents are getting Social Security checks, they're going to get their check. Now, if you are applying for Social Security, you will feel it. It will be a delay. Now, it will be permanent? No, but it'll be a short-term delay.
What about people who are waiting for passports?
that could be a big delay. That could be a big delay. And those are that's where it gets really personal, because if you are in line to get a passport, then, and you need that passport, then it could be a delay, which will be could cost you something.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, people plan trips around, I'm going to get my passport at least by this time, and I've got this trip planned, and what if they can't make the trip because they don't have the passport? That could be a financial problem.
That could be a problem. That could be an issue which they have no control. Your travel agent has no control. It's a matter of there is a shutdown, and that part of the government is not acting, is not doing anything right now.
Yeah. Professor, we don't always have somebody who is a professor in economics on the air. So just let me ask you this just general question. How is the economy? And when it comes to inflation and things like that, isn't it true that the president, whoever the president is, really doesn't have that much direct control over things like inflation?
Well, I think in terms of inflation, and if they push an expansionary budget of some sort, it could affect the inflation rate. Certainly, it would be a policy, but it comes out. It doesn't happen all in one day. That's for sure. I think in this situation right now, rising prices will be more affected by the presidential activities because of all the tariffs that he is suggesting. And they're very substantial tariffs, too, that we have not typically had. That will not be over a long, long time period. Prices will rise, though, which they have done. They will stay at the higher prices. And then in this situation, I think you can say the president and his policy certainly has an impact. Now, he may say there are other good things about it happening, too, but in terms of the price index, that will cause it to go up, and has.
All right, Dr. Jim Richardson, professor of economics at LSU, thank you so much for spending time with us. I appreciate your expertise.
Thank you. Bye.
All right, professor. Yeah, we don't often have a professor of economics on the show. I felt like really an official talk show host when I was talking to the professor. So look, the good news is if there is a government shutdown, chances are you're not going to really feel it. Over time, I mean, if you're a federal worker, there are going to be things that are going to affect you. But if you're not a federal worker, you're really not going to notice any big changes. But like if you're waiting for a passport, it may take longer. Social Security is going to still flow. So there are going to be some things that will happen. But again, I go back to this idea that you and I are pawns. And this is a game the politicians play to try, you know, the whole goal is, and I guess this is what bothers me most, and I know it bothers you too. These politicians, they're more interested in advancing their political image for them and for the party than they are in doing what's in the best interest of the American people. If they're doing the work that is in the best interest of the American people, both sides would come together and compromise, and there would be no government shutdown. And maybe there won't be a government shutdown, but at this point, I think it's scheduled for 12:01 this morning, as soon as Wednesday begins. The government shutdown will take place then. Even though I have not felt this in the past, I have a feeling that there may be a brief shutdown, and it's because of the bravado. I'm going to tell you this, and you know, I know if you're on one side or the other, you're going to think, no, it's the other side. But the bravado comes from both sides, and they're both trying to position themselves to advance their political image and their political equity and to make the other side look bad. And you and I are the ones, I mean, even though we're not going to like suffer immediately, you and I are the ones that are going to, you know, take the hit of inconvenience, or if it goes on for a long time, which I don't think it will, you know, we're the ones that are going to be affected over time. And it's their political game. They're playing the game, and they're playing the game against each other to use this opportunity to make the other side look bad. That's more important than doing what's in the best interest of the American people. And as an American, I resent that.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.